Warning, warning. Two idiots are reading the SCP files over the intercom. Now, ain't that just a thing?
Hello, welcome back to Discovering SCP, episode 188. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to my SCP Foundation.
Hi. Hello, SCP Foundation.
Yeah? You got anything to say?
I have nothing to say. Sorry, my brain just went completely... Do you ever have those moments where it's like a blue screen in your head?
Absolutely.
And you just completely...
The ones who
fucking dial-up
me.
Noise. Who designed you? Name them.
Inzo.
Inzo?
Professor Ingrid Inzo. The last scientist of mankind.
It's just like the swordsman we've seen the whole series is holding up like a vial with glasses.
He's just like in his normal clothes, like a lab coat and stuff.
Fascinating. Creates bacteria culture.
It's like, you asked me before why my last blow missed your heart. Well, that's because I wasn't wearing these. He holds some glasses.
His aim has improved tenfold.
Absolute.
Actually, that'd be really funny. Like a bit, it's like anime describing glasses.
Yeah.
It's like, I see why we've been having
like the
trouble.
The anime narrator comes and is like, after wearing his glasses, his vision has increased by 500%.
He has the greatest vision of any sorcerer, not including Gojo, of course.
He is now able to count the atoms in your heart, let alone stab it.
Alright, how many articles do we have today?
We have one. So it is a longer one, I will say straight away. We're not going to get through this in Watchmen, probably.
Oh, fuck
but
me.
We'll see if we want to continue at the end of the episode.
Whoa, why are you reverbing now? What just happened?
Because I'm exerting my pressure.
You said longer one, and immediately my heart died in my chest.
Well, I'm going to say, we're sort of putting our feet into the pool. If we're not feeling it by the end of the episode, we won't continue, I'll say.
Okay. Is it good?
Can you I've heard it's good. I've not read it, but I've wanted to read it. So like, why
hasn't even read it. You're supposed to be my curator!
We'll both experience it together. Hey.
Kills you softly.
It's going to be okay.
Death will be interesting, don't you think?
Hey.
Murder-suicide.
Let's go on a journey, shall we?
It drinks Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid banquet.
Jesus Christ. Is this something we're allowed to joke about? I don't know.
I just
the consensus is based, to be honest. God damn it. We have to read a Rounder House article? Get out of here. No, I'm kidding. I love Rounder House.
This is a Rounder House joint. It's called Ammoni Ram.
Ammoni? Oh, my God. It's so fucking... Oh, my God. Oh...
Just take it as we go. Don't start thinking about percentage of the thing you're through.
This next just article will kill
it.
You know.
Just enjoy the experience.
Enjoying an SCP. Those are contradictory statements.
Then why are
you
here?
You're right.
I fucking
flashback. I'm like 5 years old lying on the grass at the playground. And you're like, hey, you like those SCP things, right? And I'm like, of course. They're my favorite. Zooms back to the present, tear down my eye. Okay.
I remember now. My head became a commentator.
Okay, let's read the unnecessarily long article then.
He's complaining we're not one word in. Let's get into
my secret technique. It's bitching, don't you know?
It's not very secret.
Writers when they're asked to read. Alright,
let's get
this.
Item number SCP-001. Pending. Level 4 classified. We have a picture here of Ammoni Ram.
What Ooh, nice that looks fun. It's like a nice little desert civilization. Is this
yeah.
But is this the city from Dune?
It is, actually. This is the tie-in.
Really?
No. Of course not. It's not a movie tie-in. Of course not.
For the new, it came with the popcorn bucket.
It's sponsored.
Link to the article.
Imagine opening the fucking comments in Rounder House is like, this article was sponsored by Dune. Not the writer, like, the movie.
The movie. It's its own entity at this point. This is sponsored by the Dune popcorn bucket. We know why you bought it.
Not J-Dune, but just Dune.
Dune.
Let's get it. Special containment procedures. Full containment procedures have not been finalized due to recent changes in the status of SCP-001. Detailed at the conclusion is filed for tentative response plan. Foundation policy on cybernetic implants is currently frozen, pending council votes. And with a map of SCP-001 too, written by my dog, it looks like.
Ooh. Arf?
Yeah.
I get it. That's cute.
Description. SCP-1 is an extra-dimensional bubble.
Time out. Rocky's not really an arf dog. He's more like a rah-rah-rah dog.
Yeah, he fucking is. No, I fucking know it.
No, Jesus Christ. This guy hates his dog.
Why does it still walk on four legs? You're smart,
why are you pooping? Haven't you had enough? There can't be anything left in there, Rocky.
Stand up. I know you can. You used to be human, after all.
I just dance to his full height. So, we're done with the games, then.
It's time to dispense with the charade.
He bears his fangs. Where were we for full container procedures?
It's a bubble of self-contained reality, located in the southern Arabian desert, inaccessible to individuals that do not have prior knowledge of its location. Travelling through the desert with only the intention of reaching the SCP is not sufficient. Express and exact knowledge of its geographical position is required. Notably, individuals with some sort of artificial implant, ranging from surgical screws and plates to complex prosthetics, appear to have a higher chance of success in locating and entering the anomaly.
Me getting a fucking lobotomy so I can go to the magical city.
You just read Jujutsu Kaisen.
True, it's the same thing.
The purpose and range of this is unclear, but personnel with implants successfully entered the SCP in 88% of tests, compared to standard personnel's 62%. The SCP contains an ancient metropolis partially buried in the sand. Maps and initial sonar testing indicate approximately two-thirds of the city are above ground and largely intact, while the subterranean portion has degraded heavily and is no longer structurally sound. The above-ground portion is made up of skyscrapers and buildings up to a half a kilometre high using modern design techniques far beyond those available at the time of construction, which has been carbon dated to approximately 2400 BCE. The buildings are fully set and furnished, and appear to have served residential, commercial, bureaucratic, and various other uses. The largest and most intricate of these buildings is a large temple structure in the centre of the city that extends through all thirds. There are no living organisms inside the city. See Section 4. I'll do no such thing. I'll read it in order. The buildings also contain artistic works and large bas-reliefs depicting a variety of scenes rich apparently religious. I just sorry.
You good?
I was choking
that
on a
like
crumb.
That was like a me moment.
I was choking on a crumb. A single crumb. It was strong. Depicting a variety of scenes ranging from apparently religious stories to historical events. These contain writing in an unknown language containing elements of old Arabic, not Arabic.
Arabic.
Most of these are concentrated in the temple at the heart of the SCP. The subterranean floors are dominated by extensive, complex machinery. These range from antiquated clockwork systems to vacuum tubes to power generators extremely similar to modern nuclear reactors. However, all machinery is non-functional, appears to be in a state of advanced disrepair. SCP-A is a collective designation for all automata found within the city, chief among which is SCP-A1. A1 has identified the city as being the origin for the Quranic myth of Iram of the Pillars, see Section 1, but has clarified that its proper name is Amon-Iram. So it's an ancient high-tech city in the desert.
Okay. And there's a bunch of funny robots in it.
Well, maybe funny.
What's Automata? I assume that's what Automata is.
Yeah. It's like...
I have to understand, right? Because you did Automatics in Aetherial Space, and I see Automata. Do people just not like the word robot anymore? Is it, like, problematic or something?
It's a slur.
Oh, you can't say robot. Say Automata.
Yeah.
God damn.
Section 1, Historical Briefing. The first mention of Iram in mundane literature is the 89th chapter of the Quran, lines 6 through 14. They reference Iram, who had lofty pillars, the likes of which have never been created in the lands, as a culture subject to divine retribution by God for their oppression of others. And I'll revert. So, have you not considered how your Lord dealt with Iram, who had lofty pillars, the likes of whom had never been created in the lands, and with Thamud, who carved out the rocks in the valley, and with Pharaoh, owner of the pyramids, all of whom oppressed within the lands and increased therein the corruption. So your Lord poured upon them a scourge of punishment. Indeed, your Lord is in observation. 614.
Do you have a fan on? Like, every time you speak your mic, I hear, like, the sound of a low-burning fire.
I've got a lamp on, but it's not making any noise.
It's like... in the background of the mic. You don't hear it?
I don't.
What the fuck is happening?
Are you okay?
Is this the end gamers?
Are you gonna make it?
let's continue. I'll assume Anomalous will edit it to sound good.
Are your chakras okay?
My chakras are not okay. They are not even close to a line. They are out of whack.
They are broken, and you're not going
to
make it.
I need someone to put my chakras together like that. Just flopped.
I'll give you some nuance.
Wait, what? the eighth chakra, the tangent.
Oh, I see. You have 7 chakras open, and you think that power's enough? I've modified my body to have 18 chakras.
Left forearm of chakra. Is that what Grandpa did?
He was a scorer. Well, this is April's base lore, but let's get back to the arc.
Yeah. So now to get all the Aetherial space lore, not only do you need to watch the videos for the fun facts, but you also... It's like the fucking Bleach meme.
Many theories have been offered on the identity or location of the group or city identified as a ram, but nothing has ever been confirmed by the wider historical community. SCP-1 first came to Foundation attention in 1983 upon the containment of SCP-1867, Lord Blackwood. You remember him, the slug.
I do.
With the seizure of assets from his private vault, a series of journals were recovered, detailing his experiences with the French Army d'Orient during the campaign into the Middle East in 1801. One journal partially dictated an encounter with a vast ruined city, accessible only to those who knew its location, but moisture damage had left it largely unreadable. An interview was conducted. And we have a picture of it from Lord Blackwood's private collection.
Oh, okay.
Who do you want to be in this little conversation?
Who are my options?
Lord Blackwood or Dr. Hedwig Nussbaum, Parahistory Division.
So I know you like being the fancy guy, so I assume you want to be Blackwood.
I would love to be Blackwood if you will have me.
I'll be Nussbaum.
Sure.
I'll try and do an offensive German accent and fail.
Oh, evening, madam!
Hello, Lord Blackwood. That's not German. I don't know what that is.
Hey, kill her. You there, my good man. Kill her with hammers. I must say, it's heartening to see someone of the gentler sex in such an academic position. Warms the cockles of my heart.
Right. Well, we would like to talk to you about one of the items recovered from your vault. A journal titled Lord Blackwood in the Worst Vitties of Man.
Of course, of course. Penned from 1800 to 1824. Does the journal not answer your questions? I recall being very thorough.
Water damage has left it very unreadable.
I see, that's a shame. Well, it's been quite a while, but I remember that adventure fondly. Initiated by a gift given to me by one Monsieur Jacques Brazier of L'Estate Noir. Agents of the French Crown had recovered it before the Revolution from an ancient shipwreck in the Aegean Sea.
That was it?
A set of 6 clay tablets, remarkably preserved for their age, detailing the existence of 3 empires spanning Asia, thousands of years old and more powerful in advance than any culture since. Even our own, even Britain! And of course, the nigh-apocalyptic war.
I think it's funny that in the SCP canon, like, every past civilization was, like, the secret ancient no-one-can-know-about-a giga-fuck-off technology, and now we just have, like, iPhones. It's not good enough. Like, why is it... This is like the... how many are there? There's the Davites, right? There's the fucking Sarkic shit.
Well, they didn't have, like, technology, the Davites. They broken, just, like, magic.
But the Broken God, there's all the magics. There's these 3 empires. There's the fucking secret France kingdom thing.
So maybe with some of these are these empires.
I don't know. It's crazy to me. I don't know. Let's continue.
Yeah, continue.
Oh, it's me. You would think something like that would leave evidence.
Doubter? Doubter in chat? Yes.
Doubter in the chat?
Monch, kill him. Yes, I was similarly skeptical upon my first reading of the tablets, but they addressed these inquiries. These empires were advanced occultists, magicians, and magic users, ruled by sorcerer Nawabs. Hiding their cities from their enemies was a trivial task, and exactly why the mundane scholars have found nothing.
So that's another thing, right? If there were entire civilizations of magic users, why does magic have to be kept secret from people now? Why would they be unable to handle it?
They would go and say that Millie had the thought of it. They would go and
imagine. The Lovecraftian order that would fall upon them.
Any day now, they'll be ready. But then, until then, we have to keep the veil.
I feel like, if anything, it would be like a Zom 100 level relief. It's like, I don't have to work anymore. I can be an occultist.
That's just a different the occupation, surely.
it's worse than The Office. Yeah. I hate office, studying
but now
tomes.
You must give blood to Moloch.
It still filed his taxes.
Moloch needs his taxes filed. You will do this and then I will eat your fingers.
Series 1 yes, SCPs we like. But not you, I take it?
Exactly correct, madam. I believe I have a copy of one of the pages from the journal stashed away somewhere. I'll see if we can't find that. But in simplest terms, the first of the three great cities of man was Ammoni Ram, located in the sands of Arabia. As luck would have it, Monsieur Brazieux was accompanying General Bonaparte, still a general at the time, thank heavens, on his campaign in Egypt. Simple matter for me in a small expedition to tag along and then diverge into the peninsula.
So you know the location of the city at this point?
In a fashion. You see, the tablets claim Ammoni Ram was hidden after the other empires allied to attack it, as it was a superior centre of knowledge and weaponry. Only those who knew its location could enter. And its location happened to be recorded in the tablets 3 days since the desert found it. It was like passing into a bubble, and the towers became visible over the horizon.
Towers, you say?
Oh, yes, great buildings fashioned of metal, impossibly tall, easily hundreds of metres. A bronze glow set them alight from the sun overhead. There must be a dozen of these skyscraping buildings, between them resting smaller but still grand buildings of marble, stone, clay, towering minarets and domes like those found in Mohammedan temples. Great, a grand sight altogether. The city must be able to hold hundreds of thousands of people. We explored a tiny fraction of the surface portion.
There was a subterranean area?
Even bigger than the surface, I would say. Again, we could not explore deep. The underground rapidly transitioned from grand hollows and caverns to a winding labyrinthian tunnel system, metal pipes and doors and rivets all throughout. Machinery I could not begin to guess the purpose of all still is death.
Would you go in the Elden Ring elevator in Ammoni Ram?
Absolutely, I would.
Fuck yeah. Did you find any entities
like
inside
the city? Front gates of the city opens it in the Dark Souls animation.
Yeah. Who would be the boss of Ammoni Ram? Or I guess we'll find out later. Yeah.
No living ones, though my men repeatedly claimed they heard something skittering about while we stayed in the city. I dismissed it as wildlife, sand rabbits or such. We never saw anything.
Sand rabbits? What about dead ones?
Oh, yes. Entire sections of the tunnels were impassable. Growths of a strange black vine, as thick as a man, winding and knotting entire passageways. It appeared petrified. Also curious bulbous sacks sticking to the walls and ceilings of many buildings under and above ground. I prodded these with my sword. They leaked, spewing out a decomposing specimen that smelled like death. An impossibly emaciated man, skin burnt away by the acid. We did not touch them again.
Indeed. Oh, sorry. Sounds like something bad happened there.
Indeed, although throughout the city has a very specific air, I suppose.
An air?
The distinct feeling of walking into a graveyard.
Boom. That's a very, that's an oddly, like, cold line for fucking Lord Blackwood the Snail to let say.
Someone cooked here.
Yeah, like, in writing this is awesome, but, like, could you imagine this in a movie? It'd be so fucking silly.
He seems on his slug face as he says it.
Yeah.
SCP-1867 surrendered the location of the Aegean tablets. Translation is ongoing due to the extremely specific dialect of ancient Greek they are written in. The extant page of the journal mentioned by Blackwood contains a translation of the front of the first tablet. In the beginning, there were three. 1,000 years before... Yes, indeed. 1,000 years before man learned of Olympus, before the extinction of the giants, before the sea had full regressed, there were three. Three great cities dividing the world's tripartites. Mumjil and Korar, two dark fortresses resting in the jungles and subcontinents. The magicians and sorcerer Nawabs allied themselves against the horrors of the jungle and crossed the path out to something ancient. The Covenant of the Deva was born, using the first magic gifted to man, the magic of life and death. There you go, so there's Davites.
Nice.
Adatum, a city thrown into rebellion by a charismatic slave turned lay preacher who promised wealth, freedom, and power to those who would help him. Together they threw off their yoke, slaughtered their oppressors with their new sorcery, and rebuilt their collapsed city, all under the name of the Grand Carcist Ion. The Nalka Empire freed the second magic, Carnomancy, the magic of flesh. Amoni Ram, first great ram of the Mechanite Empire, as it spread like a wildfire from the deserts. A gleaming, shining metropolis rising out of the dunes, a centre of knowledge, science, understanding that the world had never seen. The magic of machines became known, the fervour for a new god that sought to uplift men, not subjugate them. 1,000 years before, the three great nations of men fought a war that destroyed the world. The Asian tablets go on to clarify that Amoni Ram was ruled by a theocratic cult in the area. The etonym of the group is unknown, but the Greek tablets refer to it exclusively as the Mechanite cult, or cult of the broken god. No other evidence for this group has been discovered thus far. Oh, is this like a different universe where it all got snuffed out here then?
Oh, that's kind of cool. Okay.
Section 2, Initial Encounter. MTF Sigma 3, Magellan Men, were dispatched to the coordinates provided by the SCP slug to investigate the location of the SCP and, if possible, gain entry to the city. So, I think there's five of these guys. Which ones do you want to be?
Fucking hell. I'll be 1 and 5 in command, if you want to be 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, sure.
We're coming up to the coordinates now. Sit her down nice and easy. We walk the last click. Over.
Roger that. Over.
Magellan 5 drops altitude, lowering the helicopter to the ground. The rest of Magellan team disembarks.
Location is directly due north, sir. About a 0.7 click walk.
Right, let's get going.
Over the next 14 minutes, Magellan team closes in on the coordinates of 001.
Close it in, sir.
Over. Continue, though. Oh, continue through. Keep on radio contact.
Keep going, though.
Got it. Over.
Over the next several minutes, all members of Magellan fan out over the nearby area to try and locate 001. They are unsuccessful.
Command, we can't find anything out here. Our instruments aren't showing anything either. It looks like regular old
Magellan, we are no longer reading Magellan 4's biometrics. Please confirm?
Magellan 4 is no longer present in the area.
Magellan 4? Chris, do you copy?
Safety.
This is Magellan 4, over. The hell did you guys go?
We're still here. Where did you go?
I needed that.
Wait, you... Hold on.
Magellan 4 partially reappears. His upper half juts out from midair as if he is leaning through a doorway.
Oh, you found it. Well done. Command, permission to enter?
Permission granted. Apparently radio's still working there. Keep in contact. Over.
Magellan team enters 001. Biometrics are lost, audiovisual contact is lost for 13 seconds. Satellite uplink reestablished, and a video feed from Magellan 4's ocular implants begins coming through. The other three members of Magellan are visible, standing on a sand dune. Several hundred meters ahead of them, a massive glass and metal city stands shining in the sunlight. Its skyscrapers are hundreds of meters tall, bordering broad avenues of sandstone.
Oh man, that is... wow. That's beautiful.
Please enter the city and begin initial exploration.
Magellan continues into the streets of Amoni Ram. The larger skyscrapers are made of a bronze-colored metal and polished glass, while the smaller buildings seem to be constructed from a blend of limestone bricks and concrete. All buildings exhibit an architectural style reminiscent of Islamic and Moroccan architecture. The streets appear to have designated sections for pedestrians and larger traffic.
This place is thousands of years old. Why do they have streets of lanes? While the rest of the place looks awfully advanced. Maybe they had early anomalous cars or something. I don't know.
These are all fully furnished, too. It looks lived in. Like everyone up and left midway through dinner.
You guys hear that?
No. What is it?
Nothing. I thought I heard a rat or something. It's kind of vermin.
Magellan continues through the city. They encounter large stairways inset into the ground, leading to the subterranean sections. They return before descending more than a few meters. Also, sorry, I wouldn't have made 5 one of mine if I knew he, like, never talked. Sorry.
Blackwood wasn't lying. Looks like there's a pretty substantial underground part of the city, almost like a metro or something. It's dark, smells musty as hell down there, though I can't see a thing.
Wouldn't suggest descending without the rats.
Noted. Thank you. Magellan continues, arriving in a heavily deteriorated section of the city. The buildings look heavily damaged, with entire sections exploded and left to the elements.
Oh, crap. Commands?
Before them lies a deep hole in the ground. At the bottom, a large pile of skeletons is visible.
Pit trap?
No, no obvious method of death at the bottom. And the remains are too intact for them to have died on impact. It's a mass grave.
Jesus, what happened here? What's that at the bottom?
Looks like one of the vines Blackwood mentioned. Hell if I'm going down there, though. If he's right, there should be plenty around to grab samples from.
After 2 hours of walking through the ruined portion of the city, encountering many more graves, Magellan approaches the low, wide complex in the approximate center of 001. It's only a few stories high, but much more grand, decorated in wide bas-reliefs and illustrated facades with ceramic tiling.
Fancy. Between the location and the grandeur, I think it's a palace. Or a temple. It does look very holy. Permission to enter?
Permission granted. Magellan enters the compound. The interior is an open-air courtyard with a central 30-meter statue of a man sitting on a throne. The man's face is obscured by an intricate mask, and his robes fall away to reveal a torso made of metal plating.
The life bar appears, Bertholdt of the Binary.
God damn. I think the fucking giant monster in Dark Souls 3.
Mmm, it's mecha time!
Give me that thing, your power core.
When you walk into the metal... Nice. Walking into the metal city without batteries...
Looks kingly, all right.
I sure hope that's not life-size.
Check out these walls, Command. They almost look like... No, they're definitely telling a story. Should get someone smarter than us to take a look at it.
Guy who sees pictures for the first time.
Usually that infographics SCP.
No!
You walked into it.
Ah, wish we could turn back time.
You never can.
Roger, continue into the palace for now.
My name Magellan is Magellan too, actually.
Kills you sweetly. Magellan enters through the large doorway into a central court area. An oversized throne, inset with gears and swords, sits on a raised dais at the opposite end. The interior of the palace is vast. The following hours spent exploring its various staterooms, kitchens, and bathrooms. The vast gardens are completely bare of greenery, and as with the rest of the city, no living thing is present. Magellan returns to the throne room.
This place gives me the creeps. It doesn't feel abandoned, but... Where is everybody?
No idea. Why did they add Magellan 5 to this? He had one line at the beginning.
He's a quiet boy.
He's the personality hire. No idea. In any case,
he's like, he creeps everyone out. He's like making like a wood carving of the corpse.
Sorry, guys. I just get fascinated, lost in the art.
Sorry.
No idea.
I was absorbed in my thoughts.
In any case, it's getting late. We should pack it in. And
Magellan 4 turns to the wall, raising a hand. As with the rest of the city, there are numerous pipes running along the walls.
4?
It's okay. You can come out. We won't hurt you.
A metallic skittering is audible from inside the pipe.
Me with the other three members of
Magellan draw their sidearms.
4, what are you talking?
A Magellan 4 shushes him. A few seconds later, a metallic automaton resembling a horseshoe crab gingerly peeks out of a hole in the pipe. It slowly approaches and climbs on the 4's arm. This is when 5 fucking blasts it alongside the arm.
I couldn't risk
Sorry, this. I'm an MTF soldier. I'm trained to
Sorry,
kill.
Sorry, I saw an anomaly and I just freaked out.
I was just following train.
We have to protect the veil after all.
Can we please write this? I would love this as a tale, like creepy ass MTF agent.
I used to be human, you know.
Well, I guess the same for you.
Jesus Christ.
Command, you see in this?
Roger, it doesn't seem to be dangerous. Don't shoot anything, but don't let your guard down. Head on back.
Got it, over. At least there's only a louder skittering becomes audible.
Around the throne room, a large number of auto... What'd you say?
Worm reference?
Skinner, fuck off. I've been rereading Worm lately. Oh, I forgot how good it is.
I love Worm.
It's so good. I need to reread back as well. I never finished that.
I read the whole thing, like, originally when I was on, like, vacation. I'm translating for you Americans. And it changed me.
It does. It really does. How does he do it? He's a machine.
He's been doing it nonstop for, like, years at this point.
Yeah, this pact now. I still need to finish Worm. I still need to read Ward. Finish pact. I got to the part in pact where he, like, traps the guy in the mirror, I think.
Mm.
And then I did the thing I always do when I get too excited, which was look stuff up and spoil myself and stop reading.
Fool.
I know. Foolish. It's like a disease.
I really like the Pact universe. I like that sort of urban fantasy.
It's so
magic.
Fucking cool. I also love the premise of this guy who just walks in. It's like everybody hates you. You are innately evil. It is time to kill you now.
It's like, okay.
It's like, I guess I'll die because my grandma was a diabolist. Oh, he's so fucking cool, too. God damn. A louder skittering becomes audible. Around the throne room, a larger number of automatons, all small but varying in shape, peer out of the various pipes.
Uh-oh.
End log.
You know what the crazy thing is?
Hold on, end log. That was when all the plant life disappeared from Ammoni Ram.
No! Oh, poor Ammoni Ram. Do you think they had trees?
Well, there's gardens, but they're empty, apparently.
Oh, I didn't know if they'd have, like, robot trees or something, because they're all mechanite. I do have to say, can you imagine, like, 5 years when Aetheral Space is finally done, and you're like, alright, time to reboot Blood Drive, and it's just, like, the most goated thing? Because that's your potential to make something Pact-esque, I think. I think that would go so fucking hard.
Well, yeah, Magellan team exited Ammoni Ram and were not pursued by the Dash-A instances. On their way out, they noted many Dash-A instances milling about the city and traversing through the city's pipe system, indicating its purpose as transportation for the entities. The Dash-A instances expressed no hostility towards Magellan team, and several approached to investigate. None followed past the borders of the city. They're just little helpers. They wanted to give you a tutorial on the controls so you can get through.
Oh, press A to continue.
If G's around the stuff, press triangle! Use this knife to talk to me!
That's how all the mechanite, like, cyborg people see life. Oh my god. Could you imagine? Hear me out. You're like a robot guy with a highly advanced body, but to control it, you're always, like, dual-wielding a controller, and you have to do inputs to, like, do shit with your body. Would you take that trade?
What advancements do I have? What benefits does this new body have?
Like, Hellhound-level weapon advancements, you have extended lifespan, the ability to do, like, jetpack and rocket jumps, crazy acrobats, but you have to, like, input it all, like, fighting game inputs.
I'd probably take it.
Interesting. You wouldn't mind always having a controller in your hands?
I do anyway. I'm a gamer, after all.
You'd have a second set of arms that are free, and then your normal arms which control the controller. Yeah, exactly. But two of them are always preoccupied with all the wicker basket.
Like, he's, like, fighting with his nuts in your hands. I've never, like, played a video game.
Yeah, he's playing Call of Duty with his headset on.
My PSP, I haven't used it since the Hanging Era.
God, I need an art of that. That's so good. Alright, we were doing section something something.
Section 3, something. Investigation. Upon the briefing of Magellan team and a series of subsequent expeditions to ascertain the area's safety and the facility of Dash-A instances, it was proposed that a long-term research outpost be established inside 001 to study the history of Ammoni Ram, the then mapped Undercity, and SCP-A.
And we have a bunch of votes in yay, one abstain, and three.
Oh, 11 is the fucking indecisive dickhead.
Yeah, why is 11 always the one that abstains?
I don't know, guys. I don't know if it's good or bad.
It's like, why are you on this council? Have an opinion. He's like, I'm an anomaly. If I don't abstain, like, I fucking explode Europe or something.
Please, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. What would you do if you were an 05?
I
had a fun idea.
Reactive, so I suppose it depends what sort of situations I'm faced with.
I had a fun idea, right, for an article. So, like, I imagine 05s have, like, assistance or, like, support, right?
Yeah.
And it's, like, an 05 dies, and obviously they're going to get a replacement, but it's, like, their assistant gets to be an 05 for a day. Just get to make goofy, stupid decisions. It's like one of those, like, you know, morning routines. It's, like, 7 a.m., decide if Cassie gets pants. 8 a.m., decide if we're going to kill off this anomaly group.
Wait, decide if Cassie gets pants. Like, no, she has to wear a skirt. It's her cuter design.
It's, like, but that's sexist.
I don't care.
just like all the bullshit things 05s do throughout,
like,
the day.
It's like, sir, about the Scarlet Kinky's emerging from the pit. I'll deal with it later. We're talking about Cassie now.
Quiet, we're busy!
Quiet, worm. Go take this microphone so he can listen to 682. Be careful, the microphone only has so much gain.
But just like, you know, there's so many people in their jobs who are like, I have no idea what I'm doing or how I got this position. It's just like, O5.
The O5, like, just sits down his office and just, like, start messing with pencils and stuff.
It's like, I don't even know what an anomaly is.
So anomalies, this is like a business thing.
Yeah, I'll prove it. Let it go. I think it'll be good.
Where's the board of directors?
It's like the morphogenic field is merging. It's like, I approve the merger. Go for it.
We got nukes, right? To shoot one of that bad boy.
I just think that'd be a really funny tale to do, even if it's only as like a joke article or whatever.
My name's Jack Pizzazz, 05.
My name's Jack Pizzazz. Nice to meet you. Talks like Meow.
It's like a fake hand. Yeah, I got you. We like to play jokes here.
Ah, my arm. Just kidding.
I can regenerate. That's my previous arm. 43 researchers were flown in from various sites and departments, primarily specializing in archaeology, history, not much or otherwise, and paratechnology. Accompanying them was 15-man tactical response team India Free Cherno. As augmented personnel were still common within the Foundation at this time, individuals with complex prosthetics, bionics, implants were favoured, both due to the relative ease of accessing 001, and for further study of the unexplained connection to -A instances. Two co-leads were selected for the project, Dr. Robert Aram and Dr. Hedvig Nussbaum.
Are you looking at Dr. Aram right now? Why is he like the most beautiful man alive? Why is he an SCP doctor? Gaze. Go model. Go be happy. What the fuck are you doing here?
Smoldering gaze.
Oh my god. And he's a smart guy. He could be curing cancer right now, and he's working for the Foundation. That's criminal.
Can you tell me about Robert, and I'll tell you about Hedvig?
Sure. Dr. Robert Aram, age 33. Position? I'm not going to read all these. You can infer. Senior researcher in the paratechnology department. Special consultant on anomalous robotics. PhD in Thaw Mechatronics, thank you. From ICSUT, 3 Portlands. Oh, that's funny that they have a fucking... I always get 3 Portlands and Dale Port mixed up, by the way.
Yeah, one of them has people in it, and one of them has the horrors.
I see. His previous assignment was consulting on anomalous technology recovered from Group of Interest Prometheus Labs Incorporated. Oh, you mentioned them.
Yeah.
Left previous employer, Prometheus Labs Incorporated, in 1979 over a salary dispute. Wait, so what time is this article in?
Because he's
only 33, so that's like not even caught up to the modern day. Accepted an attractive recruitment offer from the Foundation later that year, and was brought in to consult and advise on anomalous objects recovered from his previous
work. The SCP went
I do kind of love the idea of that, like, the community of anomalous people.
Well, you have to find guys who know this shit already.
if you think about it, in a certain light, the SCP, like, universe is just, like, urban fantasy.
It is.
This is the secret world of people in the know of anomalies.
I'm going to attack you with my anomaly now. The sculpture.
I mean, that's basically what Marion fucking Wheeler does. She's like, I'm going to eat your brain now, okay?
She did have a stand.
Foundation late.
Like, my name is Marion Wheeler. I'm 67 years old, or however old she was. But if I were to fight, I wouldn't lose to anyone.
Except the starfish, I guess.
She won.
But she died first.
But she still won.
That's true. That was so good. God, I fucking miss Quantum, dude. We gotta have him on again sometime.
Yeah.
Anyway, distinguished himself with superior prodigal knowledge and skill in handling paratechnology. Promoted to senior researcher in 1982.
Good for him.
Other notes? Yeah, for real. Left arm and leg amputated below the elbow and knee following laboratory accident at Prometheus. Replaced with high-quality anomalous prosthetics that allow fine motor movement and limited tactile sensation. Due to his dependence on them to function in the workplace, they have not been placed into containment and are in his full-time custody. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? It's like, wow, an arm that feels like an arm again. It's like, ah, that's too good for technology. We'll throw you in the cell.
They'll go insane if they see it. I'm sorry.
I love the running bit of like things that could clearly be handled and would be positive in the world. It's like, ah, people just can't handle it.
They'll go insane.
We die in the dark. Kills innocent people.
I'm sorry. It's been great.
Sorry, you die in the dark so that we can live in the dark so that you can live in the light.
That's funny. This pizza box always has pizza in it. Shoot you in the back of the head. I'm sorry. The people aren't ready.
It was to prevent the fucking XK class and the pizza.
People will never know the heroics we do behind the scenes for the sake.
They do a fucking salute to the flag, the SCP flag.
It's like he's weeping. It's like, I did what I had to for everyone's
God
sake.
Bless the foundation.
We tie in the dark so you can live in the light.
Light. Alright. Someone should make like an evil foundation. It's like, you die in the light so we can live in the dark.
I did that. It was 5,000.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
They say that.
They do?
They go, yeah, you die in the... No, sorry. I don't remember what exactly I said. It was, you die in the dark. No, we fight in the light so you can die in the dark, it was.
That's funny.
Dr. Hedvig Nussbaum, age 43. Researcher of the Parahistory Division. Special consultant on anomalous cults and cultures. PhD in archaeology, University of Oslo. Cataloguing anomalous objects recovered in the possession of Blackwood. Employment summary. Recruited out of graduate school at age 32 in 1972. Junior researcher on various programs until 1983. Promoted to full researcher with level 3 clearance upon a discovery of a complex of anomalous ruins in sub-Saharan Africa.
Could you imagine, like, getting hired by the Foundation straight out of school, right? And then you get fired, like, 10 years into your career. How do you get a job anywhere? It's like, I have 10 years of experience where I can't say I signed an NDA. How much would that fucking suck?
Well, you know, if they fire you, you probably don't even remember your employment.
It's even worse then. You're just fucked your whole life.
You should have cleared the performance review.
That's fucked up. Alright, please continue. Assigned to assist, I believe?
Yeah, assigned to assist with the cataloging and identification of a large number of anomalous artifacts discovered in Blackwood's vault when she discovered the references to 001. Other notes, non-invasive ocular implant allowing hands-free visual communication overlay, as well as general access to Foundation databases. Jacking in.
Then jacking off.
Got Mega Man .exe! Kill that guy with hammers!
Yes, sir! Blows his fucking brains out. We die in the dark, so you can live in the light.
The dark is measured like the Mega Man battle note, which is like, Mega Man, heat up his Neuralink until it causes an aneurysm.
It's just the guy screaming in agony. Would the Neuralink be considered anomalous? Is it too far? Can humanity handle such expense?
Well, I'm sure it's not that advanced.
There's another tale for you. A Ted Kaczynski-esque foundation guy who's like, anything above a certain level of advancement is anomalous and must be destroyed, including the people who know of it. If you have anything more advanced than a Nintendo Wii, you just get smoked.
Why do people insist on walking out into the light when the dark is so much cooler? Don't you enjoy the shade?
Damn. I mean, it kind of sounds nice right about now, the way you phrase it. I would live in the shade so you could die
in
the light.
It's not too late.
Get tired.
We can still stop this, Elon.
Also, what happens if you go to interview at a job at the Foundation and you don't pass? Do they just, like, throw you in a sack and toss you in the desert?
It's like... So, you interviewed very well. However, we're not looking for your particular experience at the moment.
And you fucking stabs a needle into your eyeball.
You did, unfortunately, catch a glimpse of the hamster that can eat metal. So we are going to have to kill you.
Shoots you in the head.
Oh, you die.
There are D-class that are just scientists on a wait list for a position. And if they don't get it in time, they will die.
So, unfortunately, you didn't see the hamster, so we are going to have to kill you so that humanity can continue. So just overreacts and everything. Like.
Just like cute SCP-999 comes to play with you, and it's like, you weren't supposed to see that. Kills wife of 20 years. Sorry, babe. We died in the dark so you could live in the light.
It had to be done. People would have gone insane. Can't know what this hamster's
capable
of.
That's the fucking title of this episode, is people would have gone insane. Fucking hell.
All personnel selected were introduced through 001 with substantial supplies and equipment, and organized a provisional dormitory and research facility in the Temple and Palace complex, designated ARF-01. Dash A instances appeared intrigued by the new arrivals and approached to investigate before losing interest shortly thereafter. Don't I fucking know it.
Researchers were organized primarily into two groups, an engineering team headed by Dr. Aram to investigate the technology of Ammoni Ram. That's funny. Ammoni Ram. Aram. Nice one. Nice. So how many times do you think he heard that?
He was here. 3 million.
Do you think he wept?
He did. He cried.
And dash instances, and an anthropological team headed by Dr. Nussbaum to investigate the history, culture, and ultimate fate of the Mechanite Empire. A general directive was given for all researchers and tactical response officers to avoid the subterranean undercity until a detachment from MTF Zeta 9, Mole Rats.
I forgot about footnotes. Specializing in the investigation, exploration, and containment of underground or enclosed areas exhibiting anomalous phenomena.
Thank you. I almost fell into despair.
Yeah, the Foundation agent had the pistol to your head.
We could arrive to map it out and declare it safe for study. In the meantime, both groups...
study. He means
study. I said why, man.
I love study.
In the meantime, both groups began investigating the rest of the surface city and compiling preliminary reports.
Yes, right here.
Yeah.
Attached document, September 1983. From the desk of Dr. Robert A. Ram, Ammoni Ram Initiative. Preliminary notes on the paratechnology of Ammoni Ram. Oh, this is long. We're going to popcorn it.
Yeah, you do the first one, I'll do the second.
I have encountered many strange, unique things over my career at Prometheus and the Foundation, but I can firmly state that I've never seen anything quite as magical as Ammoni Ram. So far, we've only been able to investigate the machinery on the surface city. I'm told the real treasure is under the streets, but obviously we can't explore that right now.
Ammoni which in appears the streets, to be ravens of the sheets.
Ooh, flush. Which appears to be largely concentrated in the upper floors of the skyscrapers. Though, I think calling them skyscrapers is an understatement. Each is about 500 meters, a little taller than Sears Tower. A marvel of engineering in and of itself, but not an obviously anomalous one. What they contain, however, is a different story. From my layman's perspective, they appear to be a combination of residential, office, and bureaucratic buildings. Each floor seems to consign itself to one of those three types, and contains appropriate pieces of technology. Most are too degraded to be useful, but the fact that they're there at all after thousands of years is incredible. I can discern the purposes of about a quarter of them, though. They're all anomalous to some extent. The drones are writing up detailed reports now, but they variously break laws of thermodynamics, physics, and matter conservation, and often simply use magic to do things as mundane as copy documents or keep food hot or cold.
We
see a little picture. Yeah, it looks like a trilobite with mechanical shit inside. And of course the automata, little machines made of a golden metal and built to resemble animals that this culture in the middle of the desert could have no possible way of knowing about. Definitely sentient, possibly sapient, fully mechanical. I found a broken open one on the street and took it as a sample, picture attached. But demonstrating what looks to me like primitive artificial intelligence. There must be hundreds of them, at least. My guess is that they were designed to maintain the city, and for the millennia it's lain abandoned, they've been doing exactly that. They're pretty cute, to be honest. Whatever this civilization was, the anomalous was so pedestrian to them, they were using paratechnology
now. They all went insane.
They all went... They couldn't handle it!
They couldn't handle it!
We're dying in the dark, sir!
They all went crazy.
Even now, they had to stand as household appliances and servants. They were playing with nuclear reactors while the rest of us huddled in caves behind the fire. If this is any indicator of what lies below the streets... Ammoni Ram might be the key to pushing humanity into the future. Get shot in the head. Sorry, bud.
Looks like they would go insane.
Do you want to do this next attached document?
From the desk of Dr. Hedvig Nussbaum. I have to do the offensive voice because you did. Personal thoughts on the historical potential of Ammoni Ram. I have to continually pinch myself to make sure I'm not dreaming. A vast city, undocumented by anyone else in the modern era, hiding a culture that had blended advanced magic and technology to settle half of Asia, while the Egyptians had yet to settle the Nile. If the evidence wasn't surrounding me, I'd call myself a liar. We've already discovered much. Some of the researchers are more interested in investigating the individual houses and homes to see what an average citizen lived like. Completely understandable. That said, I'm far more intrigued by this cult of Mekin that seems to pervade every aspect of Ammoni Ram. In the ruins of Sumer and other ancient cities, religious iconography is common. Here is Obiquitris. The palace temple is the most obvious example of this, with mechanical bas-reliefs that seem to tell a creation myth laid throughout.
The buildings, houses, shops, skyscrapers, even the machinery Robert's team is assembling have this religious significance about them. It's especially fascinating since practically nothing else is known to us about the cult, religion or culture of these Mechanites beyond the admittedly questionable statement of Lord Blackwood. Even the name Mechanite is a Greek epithet used in the Asian tablets. Derivative of Mechan, Mech-machine. As it stands, their culture is a black box, and even with the murals and writings, I doubt we'll ever have more than a passing understanding of this once great civilization and what happened to them.
Nice. I'm loving all this Mechanite lore. This is like, I know this is like a canon where like all the broken god shit is gone, but like this is cool as fuck. I fucking love this so far.
Yeah.
God damn you for being a good writer, Rounderhouse. I forgot SCPs could be good. Shaking my head.
You're like in a Ratatouille moment right now.
What did I say?
A Ratatouille moment. It's like you go back to your childhood.
Okay, this next addendum is stupid long, so I think let's read this next little blurb and then we can stop at that addendum.
Yeah, sure.
Or do you want to try and push through and stop at section 4?
I think we should probably stop at section 4, to be honest.
Alright, let's try and push through then.
MTF Zeta 9 Fireteam Echo passed through 001 and arrived in Ammoni Realm on September 6th with no complications. The next day, they prepared themselves for insertion to Ammoni Realm's undersea in a controlled exploration. All members were, along with their individual digital augmented implants, equipped with cochlear topological mappers, devices that use high-frequency echoing sound waves to construct maps of subterranean areas.
I feel bad stopping. I know we're reading this addendum halfway through because I know like people have complained it's hard to follow the format when it's like multi-episode, but yeah. It's like...
But I don't care, to be frank. I'm joking.
Fuck you.
You're allowed to listen to this. You're allowed into my house, my tower, my domain.
Expansion.
Domain expansion.
I'll be 1 and 4 if you want to be 2, 3 in the narration.
Sure.
Echo 1, beginning op, inserting into Ammoni Ram subterranean zone from entrance Alpha near home base.
Looks dark down there. Night vision.
Sounds good.
Members of Echo Team activate night vision on their ocular implants.
Alright, here we go. Descending now.
Members of Echo begin going down the stairwell. Oh no, it's the ruins of Dr. Tannany. The stairwell.
Welcome to my laboratory.
Please continue descending, D-class.
Thank you.
You'll have
to... You want to be command?
You'll have to describe to us what you're seeing, Echo. Not much right now, just stairs. Kind of fancy stairs. Marble or something.
Not exactly what you'd use for industrial applications.
Might not be an industrial area at all.
They continue to descend before their elevation stabilizes.
Alright, we appear to have reached the bottom. Instruments say we are 25 meters below ground.
We're in some sort of corridor. Walls are stone, but there are the same pipes in every direction. There's a couple of paths we could take.
Taking the first left-hand rule. Leave a marker trail.
Echo Team begins walking down the corridor, heroically marking the wall with red paint. It is wide enough to comfortably accommodate all of them. Didn't Team Rocket walk?
Looks like there's lights on the walls. Non-functional, though.
I see something up ahead, I think. Down on the left.
Yep, eyes up, boys.
Looks like it's some Mechanite babes.
Let's totally show them what we got. Would you hit on the Mechanite babes?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Echo Team advances into the room. Clear. Looks like some sort of foundry command. Huge room, assembly line. Lots of big machinery. Most of it looks trashed, though.
Deacon Photos, the tickers will love this.
Team moves around the room, collecting evidence and surveying the area.
Let's not spend the day down here, folks. Keep moving.
Yeah, packing up now.
Onwards and downwards, Johnny.
Team exits the room, continuing on their path. The corridor gently slopes downward.
Descending again.
Air quality degrading. Nothing anomalous, but I'd wager the ventilation down here isn't so good. Wow, I wonder why.
Smartass. Fucking kills Echo 3.
He slapped me.
Die in the dark! Put a bullet in his head.
He lost his mind.
He's chaos. He's a being of chaos now.
Yeah, did you say he was anomalous? I did what I had to for the sake of mankind.
Anomalous writer's sweating so hard right now.
Hey, anomalous.
Yeah,
you're anomalous too, right?
Yeah, Command. I'd recommend gas masks for any trips down here, just to be on the safe side. How low are we now?
We've dropped to 30 meters. We're at a fork in the road. Left. Team is interrupted by a noise coming from the pipes. After several seconds, it ceases.
Safety's off. I don't trust those crab things. Four, you watch our rear.
Yes, sir.
I've been doing that the whole time, sir. Yeah. Don't I know it.
Don't just stand there, people. Keep moving. The team continues. Go ahead.
The team continues down the fork and onto the spoon. Nice. And encounters a corridor with several doors and set into the stone. The team enters the nearest door. Workshop of some sort. Small room, desks along the wall. I think that was paper at some point. Nothing particularly interesting. Moving on.
Hey, Tan. Yes. Can you do me a favor?
Absolutely.
Say fort three times.
Fort, fort, fort.
Say it two more times.
Fort, fort.
Four more?
Fort, 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 fort.
Now, what do you eat soup with?
A spoon.
Nice.
It didn't work. Your technique was ineffective.
Congratulations, you passed the special ops exam.
Like
you get the strength of wit.
And it bounced off my barrier.
Please continue.
The rest of the rooms are similarly workshop spaces or storage closets. The team continues down the pass for several minutes, discovering other small, non-notable facilities, and takes a left at the next fork into a knife. Into a hallway with metallic pipes.
Ow! Something wrong?
No, sorry. Implant's just acting kind of wonky ever since I walked into that knife. Is it flickering and going staticky? Yeah, how did you happen into mine, too? I asked some of the scientists. They mentioned that augments have also been a little cranky. City obviously has a weird relationship with tech. They're working on figuring out what.
Huh.
Well, don't go fuck! Free loses footing and is grabbed by two as the pipework beneath shears away and collapses. A large section falls into the abyss below, landing with a splash. Whoa!
You good?
That's the damage.
Yeah, Jesus. Thanks. And I think we discovered the series. You can let go of me now. Sorry. Sorry.
That fucking reeks. Looks like the underground was for all the maintenance of the city. Construction, making those little robots essential functions to keep it running.
Yeah, and it looks like the underground bot hasn't aged quite as well as the city above ground.
Well, we're not getting through here. Let's go back, take the other way.
For the next hour, Echo Team explores the vast tunnel system, marking points of interest and unsafe routes and passages. They encounter a sector entrance that appears to be overgrown by black vines.
Those plants the other guys mentioned.
Echo T reaches down to take a sample. At his touch, the entire vine crumbles into a fine black dust. He places it in a sample bag.
I have a theory that these vines are like weird flesh tendrils and the Sarkix just like owned the whole city or something. People seem to like it when the Sarkix win the encounters, so that's the image I'm getting. Yeah.
It's dead at least. But look there! On the wall, a human skeleton is pinned against the concrete by the vines. Several are wrapped around the limbs, and several jut through the ribs and into the concrete. Ouch!
A plant that kills. Stay sharp!
And here's one of those pods.
A roughly square meter-sized ellipsoid pod sits on a stalk protruding from the length of the vine. Echo 4 gives it a sharp jab with their rifle butt. It ruptures, leaving a foul-smelled black liquid that dissolves the vine it came into contact with. An object tumbles out into the puddle.
Yep. Okay, I had a yawn.
Sorry, are we boring you, Echo 4? Is Amoni Ram, the City of Wonders, boring you?
Sorry, I just saw something cool on my phone.
From the Sarkic City.
I've been waiting to watch the movie.
It was even crazier.
Yep, corpse, highly decomposed, just like Blackwood found.
Echo Team continues through the tunnels, encountering a large amount of the vines of their victims. They also encounter mass graves similar to those found by Magellan on the surface. These walls are all covering machinery. I just realized. I can see parts through the cracks in the metal.
Probably more city maintenance. Probably magic.
You think the entire Undercity is machine? It could be. We'd have to do some mapping, but it wouldn't be the least believable thing here. Echo Team are interrupted by another clanging throughout the pipe system, this one considerably closer. They raise their firearms. After a few seconds, a Dash A isn't shaped like a small monkey, leaves the pipe system from a gap, moving past Echo Team, At the corner ahead, it turns to look at them.
Cute.
I think it's asking us to follow it, sir.
Seems like it. Okay, follow the monkey, I guess.
But be don't careful. Spank it.
Okay. Hey, sorry. Kids listen to this. Sorry. Get together, brother.
Sorry for all the kindergartners.
Cover your ears.
Don't ask your teacher.
Jesus fuck.
Echo Team follows the Dasher in since 35 minutes, and it leads them deeper underground and through the subterranean facility, over large abysses and through rooms of large, complex machinery and displays. Eventually it stops as they enter a cavernous room containing a single large object at its far end. The location is directly under the palace in the centre of the city. Don't know.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong blurb, sorry.
What is that?
It looks like a person.
What the hell?
The object is a massive block of metal covered in gears, displays, circuitry, and vacuum tubes, extending throughout the room, some more machinery arranged along the walls. At the front of the block of metal, a vaguely humanoid figure juts outwards, hanging into the empty air like a figurehead. A human head, arm, and upper chest are placed in a mostly mechanical frame. It looks upward as Echo Team approaches, firearms raised. It opens its mouth and a stilted feminine voice with a digital edge booms out from the machine.
You have entered the gate of the West, Aditum's answer, the great and holy city of Amoni Ram. Welcome. There is much to discuss.
That worked really well, but that fucking stunned me for a second. It's like getting audibly flashbanged.
And that's actually a pretty good cliffhanger.
Yeah, for real. All right, so now maybe they will be satisfied, they being the people of this world.
Yeah, that was part
hold on, I lost my place, fuck.
The people of this world will never be satisfied. That's why we have to keep them in the dark.
True. We're not even halfway, god fucking damn. Should we get Rounder House for part two? Is that something we have to do?
We can see if we can.
Maybe, I think it'd be fun. All right, well thank you guys. Oh wait, fuck, hold on.
I was gonna say, you don't want to read the comments?
sorry. Give me a sec. Let's go to view channel.
There's not that many comments this time, so maybe it's best that we did go a little bit first longer.
Yeah. Comments have been falling off, it seems.
Yeah, disloyalty in the ranks.
True. Shyathalia says, did another oopsie with the video description, guys. What did we do?
Don't worry about that.
What happened?
I put the wrong thing in the description. I fixed it.
Corpse.
No.
How dare you?
Live.
What's the opposite of a corpse?
Human. A dream.
Yeah. Dream. JT says, hey, Tan Honey and Darnell.
I won't ever spoil away.
Oh. JT says, hey, Tan Honey and Darnell. Apologies for the confusion last episode. There are no such things as Spotify comments. The word is just your sleeper agent code phrase, and I needed you for the mission. Sorry if it caused any confusion. Thanks. Anyway, it's nice to be able to find time to watch the episode and time to comment. It's been a while. Love Hippo's writing as always, and this one's a banger, but I've come to have a better appreciation of your reading and delivery on things, Darnell. I recently read one of the SB 8000 entries in VC Out Loud, and I don't know how you put so much emotion into it without stumbling as much as me. Oh, I stumble a lot, but that's very sweet of you to say. Awesome episode. Rating it a 13 out of 10. Have a good week, guys. Smile.
Thank you.
Well, how kind.
Add 2 years to lifespan.
Congratulations, you'll get to turn 24. MT2K21 says, it has come to my attention that some of my comments are making little to no sense. This is solely the fault of the Google keyboard as I'm using typewriting, resulting in no visible spelling mistakes. It's definitely not my fault for not double-checking the comments. If only the Google keyboard could figure out exactly what I was thinking, none of this would have happened. Also, it was early on Spotify. Yeah, it was weird. God damn! Tan! You have one job in this world.
Minus you know 2 years lifespan.
Sorry, JT, you're done.
That's the theme of my ability, by the way.
It's like a weird. It's like a 3 second clip of a Halo song.
Yeah.
Ray Paulo says, great episode, smile.
Thank you. Finally, an honest comment.
For real.
A real Gale comment.
Mills. Gail Mill says, it happened again. The YouTube version came 14 hours later than the Google Podcast version. That makes 4, a hat trick, twice in a row, too. What the fuck, Tan? Fix it!
Well, I do have one thing to say in response to that.
Which is? I could feel my skin tightening.
Divided
anyway,
by two.
A swell episode. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you all for watching.
Because I think it was only meant to be that last little bit that came from the comment.
Oh, okay.
The first is like a YouTube glitch, I'm pretty sure. I've seen it in other videos. Yeah,
probably. Some kind of bug.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time, huh?
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, I might.
Oh.